We're going to jump. What's our next segment there, JP?
Well, our next segment is with WOOC producer Melissa Bromley. She sat down with Ellen Sachs, Vice President of Community Engagement at the Mohawk Valley Physicians Healthcare, to learn how MVP gives back in order to help build healthier communities.
Can you tell us what MVP's values and commitments to healthy communities are and why they're important?
Sure. Our CEO, Denise Gonick, has a vision for creating healthy communities. And so we look to see what we can do in around our communities to make a difference. It sounds like a lofty goal to say create healthy communities, but then you find programs that really can make an impact in people's lives, whether it's socioeconomic impact, it's health behaviors, it could be access to or quality of clinical care, or even the physical environment, where people live, how they get around, their safety. And those are the kinds of things that we look at so we can make a difference.
Thanks. Can you talk to us about the support and giving program?
So we actually have two different programs. We have our sponsorship side, which sponsors events, and then we have our grant side. And that's what I manage for MVP Healthcare. And for our grants, we really look to see how we can partner with an organization. We want to discuss what the needs are and how we can have an impact. We also have a volunteer time off program for our employees. So each of our employees gets 7.5 hours off a year to volunteer in the community. And we'd like to see, can we engage our employees in the organizations where we're also funding? So it's not just about the dollars, and we know how important those dollars are, but it's also about creating partnerships and relationships.
Building relationships.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think are the most critical issues that need more attention in regards to health and well-being in our communities?
That is a tough one. So recently, New York State has started focusing on social determinants of health. And it makes sense. If you don't have a home that, if you have a home that has mold, or you don't have a home to go home to, how can your health care be your primary concern? So health providers, health insurance companies need to look at that in totality as to what are those things that are creating barriers to creating health. And so those are the kinds of things we look at. And it really covers a broad range. It can be everything from transportation. Can you get to a medical appointment? It can be things like, I don't have anyone to talk to. And that's a new thing where there's a lot. People are now more aware of the impact of isolation and loneliness and how that affects health.
And you mean mental health or also physical health?
Both, yes. Yes.
Yeah. That segues into the next question pretty well, which is, in a better world, what would you want to be prioritizing as far as the health and well-being of our community, assuming that we were a healthier community?
That's such a tough question, because I think about housing, you know, people having some place to go home to, a healthy home. But then you think, okay, but don't they need to have some type of employment, be gainfully employed so that they can support that home? So when you're talking about what is most critical, that's a tough question, because they're all important and one layers into the next. It's a cascading effect.
Right.
So, you know, to pick one and say, put a stake in the ground and say, this is it, it would be great to be able to do that and know that it's going to make a difference and have an impact. But it's multiple things. It's really looking at the vastness of what the needs are. And there are lots of needs out there.
Right. Are there projects that MVP has funded, given grants to, that stand out in your mind as being especially impactful?
So most recently, we're working on something called Green and Healthy Homes Initiative, and we're working on that with the Community Foundation for the Greater Capital Region and a few other organizations to bring Green Healthy Homes Initiative, which is actually an organization, to this community to help train us so that we can understand and help. It's really a systemic change. So the terminology they use is no wrong door. So that if you are a homeowner and you have issues around your home, whether it's asbestos or it's mold, that you know where you can go to get help. And it's not that you go to one place and they say, oh, sorry, I'm not the person you need to talk to. Go down the street to this one. It's now we're trying to make it a systemic change so that within Albany, Schenectady, and Rensselaer County, people can go to one place and get the support that they need.
I love that. That's in the model of Mary Jane Smith, who founded Unity House.
Yes.
I think originally may have called it even Front Door or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, that's right, that they did, and that was one of their campaigns.
Yeah.
Yes, she was an amazing woman.
Right. Now we're here at the Sanctuary. What role do you think that arts and culture can play in building stronger and healthier communities?
I have seen a significant impact that arts and cultural organizations play. We have the Alliance for the Creative Economy is one of the things that MVP Healthcare has supported because it helps when we look at the size of the creative economy as one of our segments, it's the number of people who are employed who work in that area. So just from an employment, a socioeconomic aspect, when I walked around here today with you and looking at what you're doing here in the sanctuary, how you're bringing community together and you're knitting together all these services and resources to help make this a neighborhood, a community of its own. I mean, that's impactful, and it's making a difference in people's lives.
Thank you. So your role is actually community engagement.
Yes.
What do you think is substantive, successful community engagement?
Well, that's a tough one. Okay. I think my role is representing MVP in the community and helping to uncover those opportunities where we can have an impact. There are so many programs that we support, we continue to support, and they're important programs, but you think it's going to be the same in 2 years, in 5 years, in 10 years. It's not that the need isn't there and it's not important to support that program, but to find those opportunities where you feel that you can help an organization and a community become sustainable and be able to continue and grow from that. That's
yeah.
success. Haven't quite gotten there yet, but I'm working on it.
We believe that you can solve all the world's issues.
There you go.
But, you know, leaning on your experience, you know, we talked about how the Sanctuary is right now about to start building the Nature Lab Environmental Education Center. Mm-hmm. And as we strategize in how we go about that, do you have advice for us on how we can prioritize the health and well-being of our community?
Well, it seems like you already have. I think the way it's getting the word out, it's letting funders know and philanthropists and foundations understand you have a unique setting here. I mean, you're part of the fabric of this neighborhood. And being able to say that and showing how you are educating young people, people of all ages, I mean, really providing that opportunity and experience and educating them about their neighborhood, whether it's nature, science, arts and culture. I mean, all that is important for people to grow.
Thank you. Very generous. So how can we help you? What can we do here at the Sanctuary to help you guys in building healthier communities, and how can our listeners help as well?
Well, you know, we know that there are people out there who don't understand health insurance, don't understand why it's important to have health insurance. You know, if you think about in terms of the priorities of what's important, food on the table, you know, roof over your family's heads, you know, we tend to think that health insurance isn't important. But it is, because it's there when you need it, when your child has issues, when you have issues, because if the parent isn't healthy, then the home isn't healthy. So just letting people know the importance of that and know that MVP is around to answer questions. It doesn't have to be that they're coming, that they need health insurance from MVP. It can be, you know, I have some questions, I don't know what to do. And having someone to talk to. So that's one way. Another way is just keeping us informed of what you're doing here in this community and, you know, letting us know the different activities that you have in place and the programs that you're growing. We want to know outcomes. You know, we talk about outputs versus outcomes. Mm. You know, an output is how many people attend a program. That's an output. Right. But an outcome is what they learn from that and how they apply it. Mm. So that's what we in funding look for, is to see how do we get to meaningful outcomes. So knowing that there are programs out there that can do that and can provide that information, that's helpful.
Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity. It's been a pleasure to be here today. Thank you.
Come back and visit us soon.
I intend to.
That was who, JP?
We've been listening to Melissa Bromley speaking with Ellen Sachs of MBP Healthcare about how they give back in order to help build healthier communities.